What a fascinating gospel passage that we've been given today. We see Jesus doing some awesome things. He heals Simon's mother-in-law. He's driving out demons. He's healing all of the rest of the people in the town. So much so that people are gathering at the door. It says the whole town was gathered at the door. I can't find it now. But it says the whole town was gathered at the door. They all wanted to see him. They all wanted to be healed by him. So he's doing these great things. And then nightfall comes. They go to sleep. He wakes up before everybody else, and he goes off by himself to pray, which is amazing in itself, isn't it? Jesus, who is God, fully human, prays to God the Father. So that just always astounds me, too, when we hear that in the gospel. But anyway, he's by himself. The other apostles come to him, and they say, "Hey, Jesus, everyone's looking for you. Are you going to come back and keep healing people?" And at this point, we might expect him to say something like, "Oh yeah, I'll be right there. I'll come back and I'll keep being with these people." But he doesn't say that. He says, rather, "Let's go to the next town. Let's keep preaching the word because this is why I was sent." And so we have to see here that it's in that prayer that Jesus has his identity with the Father. He has his mission from the Father. By spending that time in prayer, he's able to see the big picture of what he's doing. He's able to see that he needs to go out and keep preaching the word so that he can save as many people as possible. And there are lessons here, of course, for us to learn from that. And two ways I want to apply this to our own lives. It's my bet that at some point in your life, you've either said to yourself or you've heard somebody else say, "Man, I just don't want to go to Mass today. It's so boring." And we realize this about this objection that some people have towards the Mass. Some people say that it's boring. But then we have to ask ourselves, okay, why do people think Mass is boring? Or more generally, why do people think anything is boring? The answer is, we think things are boring when we don't understand them. Take the sport of cricket, for example. Now, I don't mean to offend anybody here if you're a big cricket fan. If you are, you can stop listening for the next 15 seconds. But imagine yourself sitting down to TV and you turn on a cricket match. What would you do at that point? I think you would probably get very bored very quickly, because most Americans don't understand anything about the sport of cricket. I certainly don't. I wouldn't know what they're doing. I don't know the players. I don't know the point of the game. And because of that, it becomes very boring. Now imagine your favorite sport on TV. I think the best sport to watch is soccer. You could disagree with me about that. You would be wrong, but you could disagree. But I love watching soccer because I understand the game. I know what they're trying to do. I know who the players are. I know what a good play looks like. I know what a bad play looks like. I can watch the teams go back and forth and understand what's happening. And because I understand it, I find it very enjoyable to watch. So this is very easy for us to understand, this type of example. And so let's apply this to the Mass. It's only when we understand the goal of what we're doing at Mass, it's only in understanding why we're here ultimately that Mass becomes not boring. The reason, brothers and sisters, why we come to Mass, more than any other reason, is to offer our praise to God the Father, is to participate in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for the glory of God the Father. We come to Mass not primarily to get something out of it. Although we do get something out of it, the greatest treasure that there is on earth, we get Jesus Christ himself made present to us. But the primary reason why we go to Mass is to offer praise to God. We owe this time to him, this 1 hour a week. We owe that to God. And it's in our participation in the prayers that we say at Mass, in the sacrifice made present on the altar, it's by participating in that in a fully conscious and active way that we offer that glory to God the Father. So if we keep that ultimate goal in mind, it's easier for us to participate in the different parts of Mass. In the beginning, when we're doing the penitential act, when we're saying the opening prayer, when we're listening to the readings and the homily, when we're saying the creed, when we're saying the intercessions, when the priest is preparing the altar, when he's saying the Eucharistic prayer, when he's doing the consecration, when he holds up the body and blood of Jesus Christ, and we are really there at the foot of the cross. All of this makes sense when we remember what we're ultimately trying to do at Mass. And so, brothers and sisters, we are called, of course, to grow in this knowledge of the Mass. We're called to grow in our dedication, grow in the way that we're able to participate at Mass, so that when we understand it more, we can offer more glory to God the Father. Again, when we understand it, it becomes no longer boring, but the best moment of our week. Okay, the next point I want to make that we can learn from Jesus is that we need to do the very same thing that he does in this gospel every single day. We need to spend that time with God our Father in prayer. It's by staying rooted in our prayer, in that relationship with God the Father, that we remember our ultimate goal in this life on earth. In other words, we remember what the meaning of life is. Now, some people sometimes raise this question, oh, what's the meaning of life? And they say everyone can choose for themselves what the meaning of life is, or everyone has to find it for themselves. That's baloney, brothers and sisters. We know the meaning of life. We know why we're here. The point of every single person's life who has ever lived, whoever will live, is to become a saint and to bring as many people with you to the heavenly kingdom as you possibly can. That's it. That's our goal. That's the point of our life, is to get to heaven by the way that we live here on earth. And we stay grounded. We stay connected to that goal through our daily prayer, through our relationship with God the Father. If you're praying, he's going to help you remember why you are here. And then, once you remember why you're here, once you are able to keep that ultimate goal in mind, it's easier to make sense of the individual parts of your life. It's easier to understand why we do, as Catholics, the things that we do. It's easier to make decisions in our life. For example, if you're remembering that the point of your life here on earth is to become a saint, then when the decision comes between either going to Mass or, say, going on vacation or some sporting event or any other reason that you might not want to go to Mass, you'll be able to easily see what the right choice is there. The Mass is the primary way that we grow in our spiritual life. The Mass is the primary way that we get to heaven here on earth. When it comes to the decision between whether or not I should pray every day or, say, watch TV or go on the computer or do some other hobby, it becomes easy to see which choice is the right one that's going to make you a saint. When you have the decision, say, between joining into a conversation that other people are having about somebody else, gossiping maybe, saying something bad about other people, or staying out of it and praying for that person, it becomes clear which one's going to help you become a saint. Brothers and sisters, we always have to keep this lens in mind when we make decisions in our life. Which decision is going to make me a saint? Which decision is going to make the other people around me become saints? And that's the point. We keep the goal in mind so that we can understand the particular pieces. So, brothers and sisters, let us be recommitted, rededicated to our spiritual lives, especially as we approach Lent coming up. February 14th is Ash Wednesday. Make sure you're preparing. Make sure you're thinking of really good ways that you can grow in your spiritual life this Lent. Ask the Lord to help you grow in that relationship with him so that you can keep that goal ever in mind, so that you can be that disciple that he's calling you to be. And so that when you show up to the heavenly kingdom, the Lord will ask you to come in so that he can make you that saint that he's always intended for you to be.